Senate Republican President Len Fasano, who has been with us many times and really has given us some great leads. The state Senate leader has the latest on the state budget stalemate.
Well, let's find out. He's at our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. Senator, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Think about the folks in Florida. I know you've been talking a little bit about it. I actually have a daughter who lives in Florida who's been evacuated. So, you know, just hoping for the best.
Your daughter is in Florida?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so her and her husband and child been evacuated. They moved to the central part of Florida. They were more on the coast, and now they've moved to Orlando with my daughter's in-laws and staying there for, they moved yesterday before the traffic.
That's amazing. Senator, we hear that the governor might come out with a revised budget plan today. Do you know anything about this?
I know very little other than what was briefly released, which is a new education plan, which I think he caught so much backlash out of the last plan, which I think was really done for spite, frankly. But I think we'll get more details today, but I really don't know much about it. He certainly didn't brief me. I heard about it just because I was in the Capitol negotiating the budget and somebody from the press corps told me, but I don't know any details.
Now, when you take a look at this budget, we all know, and this is what just gets us very upset, many people upset, I've heard from, and Dan has too, that we don't know how much in taxes we're going to have to pay, how much more we're going to have to pay. We know that we're going to have to pay quite a bit. What do you know about that?
I do know that the governor's indicated he won't sign a budget with 6.85. So I don't think a sales tax at 6.85. He said he won't sign it, so I don't think that's ever going to become law. The question is, what will it be between 6.35 and we'll say 6.7? I don't know the answer to that. I know it's going to go up under the Democratic plan. The Republicans have a budget that does not increase the sales tax and balances the budget. There's no, in fact, does better for social services than any of the Democratic budgets or the governor's budget that's out there. We do it by being smart about the way you spend your money and having a methodology and a plan. We've been talking to the Democrats about structural change. And before we release our budget to them, they have to agree to structural change. And we're not there yet. You know, as long as the way you look at it, it's like having a hole in the roof, and these guys want to put newspaper over the hole in the roof and pretend that's going to fix the problem. And we won't do that anymore. For the last 10 years, that's all these guys have done. We need to fix structural changes. And even three of the Senate caucus members who voted for CBAC said, I'm voting for CBAC, but we better have these structural changes in the budget. And some of those structural changes are our structural changes, so therefore we agree. But right now they've been rejected by Democratic leadership, the
really?
Real structural changes. You know, they'll study stuff till the cows come home. But we want real structural changes before we'll show our budget. And that's where we are. We can't – what I just don't get is we have followed their fiscal ideology for 10 years. And I go back to Rell, but you may remember Rell didn't sign the budget her last year, and that was partisanly pushed by the Democrats. That started the waterfall, and they every year have doubled down on those policies. And look where we are now.
Yep.
And they still refuse to have an honest discussion about changing what we're doing in this state, changing the mandates we have on municipalities that cause municipalities to have large property taxes, changing the, even if, before they said you can't change the union contracts, we said, okay, let's put in a bill now, law now, that looks at says you no longer have certain things in these contracts 10 years from now, and they're saying no. So let me get this right. You wouldn't do it before because you said it's too close to the end of the contract. Then you wouldn't do it because you said the contract is effective. So 10 years from now, we're putting in a bill that says 10 years from now, legislatures can't do A, B, and C. And you're saying, well, that's too long, 10 years from now.
Senator, I want to ask you something. And this is what gets me upset, and the unions get upset with this kind of a statement, but it's too bad. Why can't we do it? If we are on a two-year contract, okay, on elections, whatever we're on, why can't we have union contracts the same time, and then you negotiate again at another time? Why do you have to have it for 10 years?
Well, I think 2 years may be too short as a lawyer, and honestly, I think I'd have to say 2 years are too short. I think having a four-year no layoff is the bad part of that deal, and having a CVAC agreement that's 10 years is bad. You know, if you did a five-year deal, I think that's a reasonable amount of time, 5 years. So you're not always at the negotiating table. I know running for office every 2 years means you're running every year, which is not a bad thing. But if you're negotiating a contract every 2 years, I think that's too much. I don't think you ever really get – you're always at the table negotiating, and I'm not sure that's all that healthy. That's just my point of view. But I think your point of view is 10 years is correct. That's just way too long. Too many things can happen in 10 years.
Senator.
There's nobody I know in the private sector, maybe except for NFL coaches, who have 10-year deals that don't care about the economy.
Senator, do you envision your caucus supporting a balanced budget that agrees to some of the structural changes that you want, but includes, let's say, a sales tax hike?
Well, look, you know, I have always said that you're a bad negotiator if you say everything is off the table. And Senator Looney asked that very question yesterday in our negotiations. And I told Senator Looney, look, if you will look at these structural changes that I know go against your core and you're willing to commit to them, not in theory, because as a lawyer, I know when they say, yeah, you know, maybe we can deal with that, doesn't mean, well, yes, we agree to it. So I said to, you know, Democratic leadership is, look, if you could agree to these structural changes and sign off on them so they're done, I can take a look at this other part and see what we're thinking. Because there may be other ways of having revenue increases, but not necessarily taxes, that maybe I can talk to you about. But you have to agree to structural changes. So they didn't agree to a lot of them. We agreed that we would send them a memorandum to detail why we believe these structural changes are important. And we're going to give it one more shot Monday afternoon. But if they don't come around on those structural changes, I'm not going to talk to them about anything on the revenue side. But, you know, sales tax is a very regressive tax. It hurts a lot of people. You know, the people, no matter what income you're at, you are paying sales tax. And if they want to tax non-prescription drugs, you know, you're hurting the elderly. You're hurting the low-income folks who have to who have health issues, who can barely afford groceries, are now going to be paying sales tax, which maybe very little to some folks, but an awful lot to lower income and fixed income folks.
So to be clear, though, what you're saying is if the Democrats, for some reason, were to agree to most of the major structural changes that the Republicans are after, would you be open to an increase in the sales tax, or is that off the table and you're looking at other areas to increase revenue?
I would say, look, to be fair to Senator Looney, and I'd have to hear his background of why he, what he wants to go to. I don't think Marty is anywhere, and Senator Looney is anywhere near 6.85. I don't think he's near 6.7. That's just a guess and a hunch because Senator Looney has not given me a budget yet, so I'm not exactly sure why he feels the need to raise sales tax. I'm not sure why he feels he needs more revenue because I haven't seen his budget. So what I said to Marty was, look, if you can agree to these structural changes, then let's sit down. I want to see your budget. I want to see why you believe to sales tax increase. and what to what number. But maybe there's other things we can do on the revenue side, and I have some ideas, and so does my caucus, that may not cause a sales tax increase, but maybe other ways of getting revenue through other sources and means. And, you know, that's where I want to go with Marty. But to have that conversation after the structural changes, I have to see what his budget is like. I don't know what his education is funding or not funding. I don't know what his municipal aides are funding or not funding. I don't know if he wants to stay with this car tax or not stay with this car tax. But there's many ways that you can go at this. But I don't want to foreclose and say, Marty, he may have a great budget.
Right.
He may have a super budget that raises the sales tax from 6.35 to 6.5. Mm-hmm. You know, is that something I should just toss out immediately?
Right.
So we got to run
out of time. Otherwise, thanks so much, Senator. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You take care.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye now. You bet.